faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman is unaware that while Metropolis sleeps, an ugly menace to America is being prepared to strike against the freedom and well-being of all Americans.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, have you noticed how many different kinds of characters there are in that new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out? There are blondes, you know, like Cindy, and redheads like Brenda Starr, and kids like Judy and Clarky, and heroes like Superman. Yes, sir, among those 18 different funny paper characters, you'll find all sorts of pictures. That's one reason that these Pep comic buttons look so nifty when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dresser cap. They really show up. As for doggone good fun, well, nothing beats the thrill of getting a new button whenever Mom opens a new package of Pep. And trading duplicates with your pals, too. And are these buttons easy to get? You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep and look inside the package for your prize. And say, while you're about it, get a load of how terrific these toasty whole wheat flakes taste at breakfast on a cold morning. Mmm, crisp and tender and fresh as can be. And loaded with a catchy sunshine flavor that keeps you digging right in for more. You know, Pep is called the sunshine cereal. Gives you good old sunshine vitamin D. So ask Mom to get you some P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. As our story opens today, our scene is the handsome townhouse of Vincent Kirby, member of an old and aristocratic Metropolis family. In the rich, oak-paneled library of the house, six men are seated around a table. In each of their lapels, a white carnation stands out against the dark, conservative material of their business suits. A number of identical newspaper clippings, obviously a reproduction of a photograph of a basketball team, are scattered on the table. Fingering one of the clippings, Vincent Kirby clears his throat.
I call your attention, gentlemen, to this photograph of the Metropolis High School varsity basketball team, which appeared in the Daily Planet February the 24th. You'll note the caption above the picture reads, Undefeated Metropolis 5 grooming for a state championship. The caption below the picture states, Metropolis High School basketball team undefeated in 16 games. Winner of the All-City Crown is now pointing for the state championship test at the Armory tomorrow night. The quintet Coach Reed will place on the court includes, left to right, Casimir Pulaski, Michael Kelly, Tony Rizzuti, Phil Kaplan, and Jack Wilson. Now, gentlemen, I call your attention to the fact that of the five basketball players named, only one, Jack Wilson, is an American. The rest are foreigners. Doesn't it seem rather odd to you that in a great American city like Metropolis, four out of the five members of our championship basketball team should be foreigners? Isn't it a little shocking to discover that names like Pulaski, Kelly, Rizzuti, and Kaplan overbalance a good American name like Wilson 4-1?
I think that's a very good point.
Yes, gentlemen, it is shocking. Not only shocking, but disgraceful. Not only disgraceful, but dangerous. Now, as you know, I organized the Knights of the White Carnation, of which you are all members, to fight for the preservation of Americanism and to defend ourselves against the poisonous propaganda of foreigners whose only desire is to overthrow our democratic government. And I call upon you now to join with me to eliminate such things as this newspaper clipping indicates. Foreigners taking the places of decent American boys.
Just a moment, Mr. Kirby.
Huh? Yes, Canfield?
Don't you think you're going a little off the handle, Mr. Kirby?
I beg your pardon?
What I'd like to say is this. Has it occurred to you that perhaps the reason Pulaski, Kelly, Rizzuti, and Kaplan are on the Metropolis varsity team is that they're better basketball players than my son and yours?
I assure you, Canfield, American boys can play basketball fully as well as foreigners. And furthermore, whether they can or not, I, for one, refuse to stand by and permit our boys, our American boys, to suffer by comparison with foreigners. If necessary, we'll get rid of the foreigners, not only off the team, but out of the school. Now, you got anything to say to that, Canfield?
Yes, I have. To begin with, I can assure you the four boys named in this newspaper clipping are not foreigners.
What would you call them?
Americans.
Really? Does Pulaski sound like an American name to you? Casimir Pulaski? I suppose you'll tell me his ancestors came over in the Mayflower.
No, but one of his ancestors, the Polish patriot, General Pulaski, was in this country before your people ever dreamed of coming here. He fought in the American Revolution. And if you study the Metropolis Street Guide, you'll find that Pulaski Street was named after him. And another thing, wouldn't you be proud to have your oldest son enrolled at West Point?
Yes, but I don't see what that has to do with the question at hand, Canfield.
It has this much to do with it. Another famous Polish patriot, a man named Kosciuszko, designed and built the original West Point Military Academy.
I don't believe it.
You're at liberty to consult either a history book or an encyclopedia on that.
I'm not interested in consulting anything. My only purpose is to see that...
I'm beginning to understand what your purpose is, Mr. Kirby. When I consented to join your Knights of the White Carnation, I was under the impression it was going to be a group of intelligent Metropolis businessmen dedicated to the preservation of the American Constitution and the Bill of Rights. A group that would actively combat the influences of communism, fascism, and all other isms created to destroy freedom of speech, action, and religion.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
I'm afraid not. I see it now as a group of narrow, bigoted men attempting to create intolerance, prejudice, and hatred among different races and creeds. And I see you, Mr. Kirby, as an individual fully as dangerous as Hitler or Mussolini.
How dare you say a thing like that? How dare you?
Unfortunately, it's true, Mr. Kirby. You could easily be another Hitler. This meeting could just as easily have taken place in pre-war Germany.
I demand an immediate apology for those slanderous remarks, Mr. Canfield.
You'll get no apology, Kirby. But what you will get is this white carnation, which I'm ashamed to say I wore even for a moment. You picked a white flower as your symbol, because white indicates purity. But all the surface purity in the world can't cover the rotten odor of hatred. And I don't like the smell of it.
Canfield, you've said enough to make it clear that you don't belong here.
You're right, I don't. I'm getting out, Kirby, as fast as I can. But before I go, let me warn you. Not only am I withdrawing from this hate-mongering group you call the Knights of the White Carnation, but I'm going to fight you tooth and nail and expose you on the front page of every decent newspaper in America. Good night.
Gentlemen, please. Now, there's nothing to become alarmed about. Canfield's a fool. Our mistake was inviting him to join us in the first place.
Yes, but now he can ruin everything we planned to do. You heard what he said. He threatened to expose us to the press.
You seem to forget that I own a controlling interest in the Metropolis Daily Sentinel.
Yes, but you don't own the Daily Planet or the Blade or the Ledger. Canfield is a friend of Perry White, editor of the Planet. And the Planet is the most powerful newspaper in the States.
What difference does that make? Are we afraid of anything?
Well, no, but I feel that we...
However, I agree that Canfield might make things difficult for us.
We should have tried to pacify him.
You can't pacify a rattlesnake, Williams. But you can make him harmless by pulling his fangs. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Pull Mr. Canfield's fangs.
How?
Just leave it to me.
What is Vincent Kirby planning to do? How can he stop Charles Canfield from exposing the Knights of the White Carnation? We'll know in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, gang, I don't believe I know a fellow or girl who doesn't get a kick out of following Superman's adventures in the funny papers and listening to him right on the radio. So it's mighty swell that Kellogg's Pep included him in this new series of comic buttons you're all collecting. There he is, big and powerful and handsome, his bright red cape flying in the wind. And all the other pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are just as true to life. From Pat Patton and Tess Trueheart right on through Chief Brandon and Vitamin Flintheart and Judy and Corky. There were 18 new and different comic strip characters in all, you know, and you want to have the fun of collecting them all. So hop to it, gang. Remind Mom to keep you stocked up with plenty of Kellogg's Pep. You know, that's the prize package where you get your comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. But you get one in every package of Pep you open. That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Pep, the golden toasted whole wheat flakes with that catchy sunshine flavor. Pep, the dish that tastes just as good as it is good for you. So get Kellogg's Pep, gang. That's P-E-P. The sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we continue now, still seething at the attitude of men he had always considered decent, honorable citizens, Canfield has returned to his home. And parking his car in the garage adjoining the house, walks down the driveway. As he nears the street, a man with his coat collar up around his neck and the snap brim of a felt hat shielding his face steps out of the darkness.
Got a match, mister?
Sorry, never carry them. Don't smoke.
You're Charles Canfield, ain't you?
Why, yes.
Proceed at once to 965 Lake Drive, code 77, urgent, car 1722.
Metropolis. Charles Canfield, prominent Metropolis businessman and civic worker, was last night the victim of an armed bandit who stabbed and killed him on the sidewalk outside his residence at 965 Lake Drive.
Okay, can't drop whatever you're doing.
What?
Get down to police headquarters.
Now, look, Chief, I just started.
No, don't argue with me. Do as I say.
What about this monkey burglar story? I just
turn
began.
Turn your notes over to Lois. Turn them over. Let her finish it.
Okay, well, what's all the rush?
I just learned that Charles Canfield was murdered last night.
Yes, I know. It came in on the teletype early this morning. Another of those mugging killings.
Yeah, that's what you think.
You mean that's what I think, according to Inspector Henderson's
statement. That's exactly why I want you to get down to headquarters. Tell Henderson we want the truth.
The truth about what?
Now, look. Canfield called me at home last night. It was pretty close to midnight. He said he was phoning from a booth in a drugstore.
Yes?
He made a date to have lunch with me today.
I don't get the connection.
He said he had a story that would blow Metropolis wide open.
Great Scott, you...
Canfield was murdered, Kent. And I think he was murdered to keep him quiet.
Yes, Mr. White, Charles Canfield was murdered. Not only to keep him quiet, but because he dared defend the truly American principle of fair play and equality against a group of men preaching the doctrine of hate. The Knights of the White Carnation have struck their first vicious blow, and the petals of their flowers are touched with blood. What will happen now? Can Clark Kent, even a Superman, track them down before they strike again? This is only the beginning of one of Superman's most exciting adventures, so be sure to join with him each weekday at this same time as the Man of Steel meets the poisonous challenge of the Knights of the White Carnation. Listen tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, there's almost no end to the fun you can have with Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 individual packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals like Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies and Pep. Every morning you can pick out your own private box of cereal. Makes breakfast a picnic. And sister will get a kick out of the cutout dolls on the bottom of the tray. Cut them out and dress them up and play all sorts of games with them. So tell Mom to be sure to get Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.